Good morning, Greater Sudbury. Here are a few stories to get you started on this Saturday morning. Public Health Sudbury. 85% of eligible area residents now have first COVID shot at Public Health Sudbury and districts said the region has just hit another COVID-19 vaccination milestone. The health unit said 85% of those eligible to receive the COVID-19 vaccine have now had their first shot. Woohoo! Way to go, the health unit said in a Facebook post Thursday. In the last few weeks, more and more people have come forward for their first shot. You may have made this decision months ago or just recently, motivated by the just-announced proof of vaccination requirements for many settings. Whatever your motivation, congratulations on deciding to get vaccinated. The health unit said its goal is full vaccination for 90% of all eligible area residents. At the moment, about 58% of the population covered by Public Health Sudbury and districts is fully vaccinated. PHSD. Potential high-risk exposures at two local restaurants this month. Public Health is advising of two potential high-risk exposures to COVID-19 at local restaurants. The first potential exposure is at Wacky Wings Sudbury, 187 Shaughnessy Street, on September 5 and 6, between 4 and 11 p.m. Delivery drivers and patrons who waited in the establishment's lobby are advised to follow the public health guidance below. The second is at Cora Breakfast and Lunch, 470 Berrydown Road, also on September 5 and 6, between 8 a.m. and noon. Delivery drivers and patrons who waited in the establishment's lobby are advised to follow the public health guidance below. Anyone who was present on any of the dates and times listed in the potential exposures above is advised to follow public health guidance. If you are not fully vaccinated against COVID-19, immediately self-isolate. If you are fully vaccinated, you have received two doses of a COVID-19 vaccine at least 14 days prior to exposure dates noted above, and do not have an immunocompromising condition, you are not required to self-isolate. Read the full story here. Additional charges laid following fatal hit and run and robbery. The man accused of stabbing and intentionally running over a man on Tuesday, as well as a convenience store robbery on Thursday, faces additional charges. On Friday, Greater Sudbury Police added charges of robbery with a weapon and possession of a weapon for a dangerous purpose to the existing charges Kyle Smith, 32, already faces. Existing charges include first-degree murder, dangerous operation of a motor vehicle, possession of a weapon for a dangerous purpose, failure to stop at the scene of a collision and fail to comply with a release order. The new charges are related to a robbery that occurred at a convenience store on Falconbridge Road on Thursday evening. A 20-year-old was also arrested Thursday evening in relation to the robbery and has been charged with accessory after the fact. This is in addition to the robbery with a weapon and possession of a weapon for a dangerous purpose charges already laid. Both suspects attended bail court on Friday and have since been remanded into custody. Read the full story here. On religious exemptions, Sudbury man explains his refusal of mRNA vaccines. Chris Barron of Sudbury is a serious person. Serious enough that he has decided he will not accept the COVID-19 vaccine for strict religious reasons. While his comments might not resonate with others, Barron insists he has rational reasons for not wanting the vaccine, but at the same time he will still take precautions toward not being a threat to others. Barron was responding to an earlier Sudbury.com news story outlining vaccine mandates in Ontario. Barron suggested that some empathy should be demonstrated for people who have valid beliefs against the vaccine. Barron said he is troubled that people who are labeled anti-vaxxers are tarred with the same brush, that they don't take the safety of their fellow citizens seriously. I wish no harm on others, he said. It is wrong and inexcusable to assume that we don't take the health of others seriously. Barron was asked to explain his religious objection in specific terms. He said his main opposition is to the mRNA vaccine. We believe the restructuring of RNA in the body is against God's will for his creation, Barron said. He created us with the ability to fight off infection using our own immune system. Read the full story here. Green debate. Candidates united in saying more needs to be done to fight climate change. The federal candidates who spoke up during Thursday night's GreenPAC 100 debates on the environment were united in saying more needs to be done to combat climate change. Everyone believes in the issue, but but everyone's coming at it from a different angle. Rethink Green Communications Director David St. George told Sudbury.com this morning, adding that there's plenty for voters to consider when they head out to the polls. It really is anybody's game at this point, he said. Thursday's online event was hosted by Rethink Green and the Citizens Climate Lobby, and had all candidates in the Sudbury and Nickel Belt ridings whose parties have candidates in Parliament invited to speak about various environmental issues. As such, People's Party of Canada candidates Colette Methay, Sudbury, and David Hobbs, Nickel Belt, and the single independent candidate, David Popescu, were not invited to attend. Neither Conservative candidate showed up or provided a statement, including Sudbury candidate Ian Symington and Nickel Belt candidate Charles Humphrey. Read the full story here. Looking to vote in the advance poll? Here's what you need to know if you're looking to get a jump on voting. Advance polls opened Friday morning. Advance voting runs September 10 to September 13 from 9 a.m. to 9 p.m. The location of the poll to vote at is available on the voter information card you receive by mail. People can also find their polling station online here. You can check to see if you're registered to vote here. You can learn more about the candidates running in your riding by visiting sudbury.com's election page. Read the full story here. Public Health Sudbury reports 11 new COVID-19 cases for September 10. Ontario reports 848. Public Health Sudbury and Districts, PHSD, has reported 11 new cases of COVID-19 in the local jurisdiction for September 10. The health unit is also reporting there are now 44 active cases being monitored. Also, since the PHSD began tracking COVID-19 cases just over 18 months ago, there have been 2,332 total COVID-19 cases confirmed locally. PHSD also said 2,288 of those cases are now resolved. There are also 1,103 cases that are confirmed or presumed to be positive for variants of concern, unchanged over yesterday. The details were outlined on the PHSD website. As for the possible location of new cases, PHSD said all 11 new cases are reported to have occurred in Greater Sudbury. Public Health Ontario reported 848 new COVID cases today for September 9. The latest updates noted 770 recoveries and 5 new deaths. There were 6 deaths that occurred more than 1 month ago also reported today. Rayside Balfour Canadiens rebrand as Greater Sudbury Cubs. The Rayside Balfour Canadiens have announced they are rebranding as the Greater Sudbury Cubs, circling back to a name the club previously held nearly 30 years ago. The team also has a new home game arena, the Jerry McCrory Countryside Arena in the city's south end. The last time this junior a hockey franchise was called the Sudbury Cubs was back in 1993. Although Rayside Balfour has been dropped from the team's name, officials with the club made it clear to fans from the northern end of the city, where the team was previously based, that the Greater Sudbury Cubs are still their team. We also want to continue to welcome our loyal fan base from Rayside Balfour to our games, Managing Director Blaine Smith said in a press release. Read the full story on the Sudbury.com homepage. Saturday will be a cloudy day, but sun for Sunday. Expect a mainly cloudy day for Saturday, with a 40% chance of showers in the morning and early afternoon. Fog patches will dissipate this morning. There is a risk of a thunderstorm this afternoon. Winds will blow from the southwest at 20 km per hour, gusting to 40, in the morning, then rising to 40 km per hour in the afternoon with gusts up to 60. Saturday's high is 20, but expect the temperatures to drop to 16 in the afternoon. The UV index will be 4, or moderate. The overnight low is 9, with showers. Sunday expect a mix of sun and cloud with a high of 19. Sunday night, there will be cloudy periods and a low of 9.